Today's shiur is Daf Yud Gimel, and we're going to begin with the last words on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We had learned in the Mishnah, Meshum Reshmal Amru Talmud Echad. A Talmud had reported a halach in the name of Yishmal, and Mekiva Imal Zevaz and Nechalkor, Mekiva said that they had a machlaikus. As we had learned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree on what is the requirement for the entranceway to fix the entranceway of a mavi. Beis Shammai said lechi v'kaira, a lechi and a kaira have to be placed there, and Beis Hillel said oy lechi oy kaira, either one is sufficient. So a Talmud said in the name of Yishmael that the machlokes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is only on an entranceway which is between 4 and 10 amos wide, but an entranceway which is less than 4 amos wide. Said that Talmud that even Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel that a lechi or a kaira are sufficient. Said Rabbi Kiva, al zeh nechalku, they argued in both situations. The Tanakhama also didn't seem to differentiate and distinguish between the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in any specific situation. Obviously, the Tanakhama holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in all situations. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Haina Tanakhama, what is the difference between Rabbi Kiva's Shita and the Tanakhama's Shita? Answers the Gemara, Ikke Benayu, their machlokes will be the din of Rav Achli Vitaim Rav Yechiel. That yesterday we saw that Rav Achli said that if the entranceway is less than 4 tefachim, nothing is required. Said the Gemara, that will be the point of contention between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva. One man, the Amar, will agree with Rav Achli's halacha, and one won't agree. However, said the Gemara, V'loy Misaymi, we're not exactly sure who is the Tana that agrees with Rav Achli, and who is the Tana that doesn't agree with Rav Achli. And as we said yesterday, that's why the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that we do not rely on Rav Achli's halacha, and even if the entranceway is less than Dalat Tfachim, we have to put up a lechi or a kaira. However, as we indicated, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rashba, says that if it's not just the entranceway which is Dalat Tfachim wide, but it's the entire width of the Mavi or Chatzar which is not Dalat Tfachim wide, so it's a Makom Ptor, and there's no need for a lechi or a kaira. Tanya. Amr Bekiva. Rabbi Kiva said, Loi Amr Rabbi Shmuel Davazeh. Rabbi Shmuel never said this halacha. El Oysa Talmud Amr Davazeh. This Talmud said it. Valacha Kaisa Talmud. And that's the halacha. Ask the Gemara, Hagu Fakasha. It seems that the statement Rabbi Kiva is making is self-contradictory. Amrit, first he says, Loi Amr Rabbi Shmuel Davazeh. Rabbi Shmuel never said this statement. Alma, Les Helchus Kavasei. You, Rabbi Kiva, saying that you do not agree with this Sack. V'hoda amrit halacha kasa talmud, and then immediately afterwards you say that that's the halacha. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu. So the Gemara answers, like Amr Rabbi Kiva el chadav by talmidim. What Rabbi Kiva meant to say was just to sharpen the talmidim with this statement, not that he wanted to say that the halacha is that way. But Nachma Yitzchak Amr of Nachma Yitzchak said, near nitma. What Rabbi Kiva said is that what this talmud said makes sense, but not that he agrees that that's the halacha. And Tosfos explains, normally in Shas, when we have this statement of l'chadid bayas talmidim, it means to sharpen talmidim. The Rebbe wanted to see if the talmidim were paying attention. The Rebbe wanted to see if the talmidim knew the correct answer. Here, says Tosfos, obviously that wasn't the point, because Rabbi Kiva had already made a statement. Rabbi Shmuel never said this psak. What Rabbi Kiva was trying to do was, he was trying to complement this Talmud. And he was saying that although the halach is not like the way this Talmud is saying, I'm still going to give him a compliment. Halacha is like him, or nearer, it seems like him, to show that he's thinking right, and he's thinking and learning, and he's coming up with nice svaris that the other Talmidim should also get a cheshik to learn, and therefore they will also come up with good svaris. And from here we see the Mepaisik can point out what a Rebbe is allowed to do in order to encourage a Talmud to learn. That even if a Talmud at times may say a Svara which is not that great or may not be that true, but the Rebbe has a right to say that it is a good Svara, it is a nice Svara, in order to encourage him to continue learning. Am Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Wherever in Shas you find that a Talmud said something in the presence of Rabbi Kiva, and El Rameya, Shashimas Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Kiva, because he studied both by Rabbi Yishmael and by Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, Am Rameya, Kshayisi, it's Rabbi Yishmael, when I was by Rabbi Yishmael, Hayisi Matal Kankatim Lutai Chadiyoy. I used to put Kankatim as a chemical, it's an ingredient that's put into ink to avoid it from getting erased. It makes it not erasable. The Farshim explain that's the word kankatam. Kan is the name of the ingredient. Tam means shlemus. It keeps what I'm writing whole that it doesn't get erased. And he didn't protest. When I came to Bekiva, Osralai, he said I should not use this ingredient. Any asked the Gemara, is this so? From Rabbi Yudah Mishmul Mishm Rameya, Kshiyosi Loimed Etzer Bekiva, when I learned to Rabbi Bekiva, Hayisi Matal Kankatam Lekai Chadiyoy. I used to put Kankatam into the ink. Vayam Loi Dover, and he didn't tell me anything. Ukshibasa Etzer Bishmul, when I came to Rishmul Amali, he told me, Bani, Ma Malachtecha. He asked me, what is your job? Amatiloi Lavler, I'm a scribe. Amali, so he told me, Bani, my son, have a Zorb Malachtecha. Be very careful with your position. Shemalachtecha melechah shemayim hi. You're doing the work of shemayim. So I saw a pshat for a Vosner. Rabbi Shmuel asked him, what is your job? So he said, Lavlavar, I'm a scribe. So he said, a person who writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos is not a scribe. He's not just a writer. Melechtecha melechah shemayim hi. You're a cipher. You're doing the avoid of Hashem, and it's not just a job, it's a melech shemaim. You're considered oisik b'melech shemaim, and you have to be careful shemat mechas rois echas if you omit a letter, or miyas rois echas, or you add a letter, nimtzer machves kol olam kula, you're destroying the entire world. So Rashi explains, he gives an example of omitting a letter. If a cipher, instead of writing Hashem Elokeim Emes, we say at the end of Shema, say leave out the Aleph, Chas V'Shalom, it be Hashem Elokeim Mes. Or, we have many times in the Torah the words Yidabra Hashem, Hashem said, and he'll write V'Yidabru Hashem, with a Vav, which seems to be plural, but there's Chas V'Shalom alluding that there's more than one God. Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos says that instead of writing Bereshis Bar Elokim, he'll write Bereshis Bar Oy with a Vav, which seems that there was more than one God creating the world. Why does Tosfos not say Rashi's Pshat? So Farshim explain, one reason is because the Gemara says Machvis Kol Olam, it refers to the creation of the world. So that's why Tosfos looks for a Pasuk in Parshas Bereshis. Moreover, the Mefarshim say, Tosfos says that if somebody will read a Pasuk and he'll say Chas V'Shalom Hashem Elokim Emes, he'll realize that that's incorrect. Would Hashem write something like that? For Yidabru Hashem, Hashem is a singular, so how could it be plural? However, the word in Bereshit, it says Bereshit Bara Elokim. Elokim is a Lashon Rabbim, so we could easily make a mistake and think that there maybe was more than one creator of the world. That's why Tosfos uses that pshat. Another pshat I saw is that the Sfarim say that the 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 Jews that are in the world. So, and we know every Jew is a olam u'malayim, is a full world. If you omit a letter, he said to him, you're destroying, you're leaving out a Jew who's unique, a Jew whose sustenance comes from the Torah. And if you destroy a Jew's sustenance, machvis kalaylam, you destroy the whole world. The Maral explains the Gemara that we know that the entire world rests on the Torah. Im lai b'risi yoyim v'layla chukas shemayim v'eretz lai samti. So the whole world existence depends on the Torah, and since it depends on the Torah is only the Torah when it's b'shleimus. The Ramban says that the entire Torah are shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every letter of the Torah is crucial. If we leave it out, we're destroying Chas V'Shalom, the name of Hashem. And Maral takes this point a step further. He asks, according to there's a machlokes, if somebody did Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah that's possible, was he yoytze Kriyas HaTorah or not? Ask the Maral, according to the Manda Omer, that you weren't yoytze Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah possible, so why don't you tell him that's the problem? The Sefer Torah may be possible, and you won't be yoytze Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Maral, the point here, the Gemara, is that even if I'm not going to use the Sefer Torah from reading for it, so there's no concern that he's going to, that the Sefer Torah will be used for, and you will not be used to say Kriyas HaTorah. Still, the existence of a possible Sefer Torah in the world is a problem, because the Torah is what keeps the world in existence, and it only keeps the world in existence when it's b'shleimus. Amatilos or may continue saying, Dova Echad Yeshli, I have an ingredient, the Kankatam Shmai, its name is Kankatam, Shani Matal Toychadiyoi, which I put into the ink. Amatil Amrli, so he said to me, Vichimatil and Kankatam Toychadiyoi, are you allowed to put this Kankatam into the ink? Falayam retired with Kosovo Mocha. We know there's a parasha in the Torah of a Saita. If a woman was accused of adultery, her husband brings her to the Beis HaMikdash, and they have a parash from the Torah which they write, and they erase it in the Mayim HaMarim, and they give it to a drink, and that examines, did she or did she not do the Aveira? So the Torah says, the cost of a mocha, you have to write that it should be able to dissolve. Ksav shiyoch limchos. So how could you add kankentom? It won't be able to be erased. And there's a big machlokas Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi says that only the Parsha Soita cannot have the Kankatam in it. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that since Parsha Soita has to be erasable, so Tosfos says either we have a Gzeirah Shava, that the rest of the Torah also has to be erasable, or Midrabbanan, they were Geyser, that just like Parsha Soita has to be erasable, so too the rest of the Torah has to be erasable. Ask the Gemara, Mike Kamalei and Mike Kamahadalei. What was the conversation between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? This is what was said to him. Ramea said to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no question about extra letters or missing letters, the Latina, that I won't make a mistake. The Bokyani, I'm an expert in the spelling of every word. And like Mepharshim explained, Ramea, normally a cipher needs to look into one Sefer Torah to write another Sefer Torah. Ramea was such an expert, he didn't need to do that. I don't even have to worry that there may be a fly. Dim osav yosva tagi the dalid that may come and sit down on the extra piece of the dalid or machklei and erase it or mashvili resh and turn it into a resh. And the mefarshim explain which dalid we're referring to. We're referring to the dalid of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That instead of it becoming Echad, it'll Chas V'Shalom become Acher. I also don't have to worry about it. Why? Because Dov Echad Yeshli, I have this ingredient for Kankatam Shmoy Shenimatul Teichadiyoy that I put into the ink. Says the Gemara, Kasha Shimish Hashimish. So we have a question. Who did Ramea study by? By Rabbi Shmuel or by Rabbi Kiva? And Kashra Asra Asra, who was the one that said it's also to use Kankatam? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Shimish Shimish Lekasha. Regarding the question by whom he studied, I could say Mikyara Asra Kamed Rabbi Kiva. First he studied by Rabbi Kiva. Umay Delay Motzla Mekim Alivei. But he couldn't understand him. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Kiva was a Gvaldiga Lamdin. But to understand Lomdus, you have to have a background. You have to have the Bekiyas. Ramei did not yet have that Bekiyas. So he couldn't understand Rabbi Kiva's Lomdus. So that's why also Lekameh the Rabbi Shmuel v'gama Gemara. First he went to Rabbi Shmuel and he learned the Bekiyas. He learned the whole Torah Shabbat Be'er. And then v'hada also Lekameh the Rabbi Kiva v'sav v'svara. Then he went to Rabbi Kiva and understood the Lomdus. El Asra Asa Akasha. Who is the one that actually opposed using Kankatam? Says the Gemara Kasha, this remains difficult. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Remeya Haya Omer, B'chol Matina Kankam B'chol Diyoy, you can always put Kankam into the ink, Chutz Mi Parsha Soita, except when you're writing the Parsha Soita in the Sefer Torah, there you can't put in Kankam. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmoy, Chutz Mi Parsha Soita Shabbat Migdash. Only when you're writing a Parsha Soita, if there's a Soita in the base of Migdash, so it's being used specifically for a woman, then don't put the Kankam in. Ask the Maramai Benayu, what's the machloikis? Amar b'yimya limchak min atarik b'nayu. The machloikis is, could you take a parsha from a regular sefer Torah and use it to, and use it for a soita? The mandam that says that you shouldn't put kankatam in the parsha soita says that you could use that parsha. So therefore, since you could use that parsha, you have to make sure that it's erasable. The other man says, I couldn't use it anyway, so I don't have to worry that it's erasable. It says the Gemara, v'hani tenoi k'hani tenoi. Really, this is, the Gemara wants to say, is this machlokes is similar to another machlokes. The Tanya, we learned in a Brisa Masechta Soita, ein migalosik sheir lahashkei b'soita acheres. The scroll that was used, that was written for one soita, may not be used for another soita. It can be used for another soita. So again, the Manda Omer that says that you could use it for another soita will also say you could use a parasha from Sefer Torah, because it doesn't have to be written specifically for the soita. The Manda Omer that says you can't use it for another soita says that the parasha soita has to be written specifically for this soita, and if it's not, then you can't use it, so you couldn't use a parasha from the Sefer Torah either. Amra Papa. So Papa says, Dimalohi. The comparison may not be correct. At Kanli Kama Tanakama Hasam, the Tanakama said there that if it was written for one woman, it can't be used for another one. Because Kivan the Intikit L'Shem Rachel, if it was written for a woman whose name is Rachel, suppose, Sula Hagim Intikit L'Shem Leah, it can't be used for Leah. Avakar Gavatar the Stam Mechtava, the Torah which is not written for any specific woman, the Parsha Soita, Hachanam and Machinen, perhaps it may be erased. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Nachman Yitzchak says the other way, Dimalohi, perhaps, at Kanli Kamer Rabbi Shah Hassam, that says that if it was written for one woman, it could be used for another woman. It was written for a Soita. It might not have been written for this woman, but it was written for another woman. The Torah which is not written for Parsha Soita, it's just written to use, to learn from, perhaps it may not be erased. There's a very interesting point that's made out of this Gemara. We know that the Torah tells us that we have to write, there's a mitzvah to write Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Rosh says that nowadays that we write Torah Shabbat Peh, you could be yoytze mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah Torah Shabbat Peh, and a raya to that sheet is from our Gemara, because the Gemara says, what's the point of writing the Torah? The l'islamic ksiva, it's written that we should learn from. So when only Torah Shabbat Ksav was written, so the only way you could write, you could be makayim that is with Torah Shabbat Ksav. But nowadays that Torah Shabbat Peh is also written l'islamic, we could be makayim the mitzvah with Torah, with writing and printing svarim. Ask the Gemara for Lesle Rabbi Oshia Hadatnan, won't he agree with what we learned? Kosev get Lagaris Sishtai. If somebody wrote a divorce for his wife, Venimlach, and then he Baruch Shem changed his mind and decided not to divorce her, or Matzah ben Iroi, and he finds another person in his town, Vamarim, and he says to him, Shimcha Kishmi, we both have the same name. B'shem ishtach k'shem ishti. Our wives have the same name. So I'm not divorcing my wife, but you are divorcing your wife. You could use this get for your wife. The halach is posel garish by. You're not allowed to use it for a divorce. Why? Because the Torah says the cost of law sefer krisis. The get has to be written specifically for the woman. So here too, he asks, it says in the Torah v'osela, so the Parsha Soita should be written specifically for this Soita in question, and if not, it's possible. It says the Gemara Hachi Hashta. You can't compare the two situations. Hasam v'kosav lo ksiv. By a get, the Torah writes the word v'kosav lo. Be'inon ksiva l'shma. We need that the get should have been written specifically for this woman. Hocha, by Parsha Soita, the Torah doesn't write the Kos of Law. The Torah writes the Osa Loksiv. Make it for her. Being an Asilishma, you have to do the action specifically for this woman. Asir the Domechikahi. And where will you be able to fulfill that? When you erase it. So even if you have a Parsha that wasn't written specifically for Soita, but when you erase it with this woman's mind, that you have accomplished Vasala, and therefore it's not an issue. And Kivega asks Akasha. He says the Rambam paskins that everything regarding the Parsha Soita had to be done by a Koyim. So he asks, if a Sefer Torah was written by a Yisrael, anyway it would not be able to be used for a Soita. So what's there an issue about putting in Kanketam if the Sefer Torah was written by a Yisrael? It couldn't anyway be used for the Soita. And if you'll say, says Rabbi Kivega, that Ramea was a Kohen, okay, so maybe his parashias would be a problem, but it should not be a rule that you should not be allowed to use Kanketam because it can be used for Parsha Soita. Only a Kohen Sefer Torah can be used for Parsha Soita. The Beis Yitzchak asks a similar question. He says that the Rishonim say that the Parsha Soita could only be written by day. So what's going to be if it was written by night? If the Sefer Torah was written by night, it anyway could not be used for Parsha Soita. Amar of Achav Chanina, Goliv Yidul Lefnei Shmish Oyev Oyelam. We know the one that created the world knows. She'ein B'Dor Shomei Kamoisi. There was nobody in Ramea's generation like him. Omnei Ma Lekova Halach Kamoisi. Why didn't they tasking like him? His talmidim, his colleagues, could not understand him. He could say something that was tamei is tar umarle upon him and give many reasons for that. Tar tamei, and something which is tar, he could prove that it's tamei umarle upon him. So, like the Mefarshim explained, since he was impossible really to understand him, he said so many different things and they could not understand what the halacha was, so they did not pass like him. Tana Loi Ramei Shema, his name wasn't really Ramea. Ela Rebna Haroi Shema, his name was Rebna Haroi. V'lam Nikra Shema Ramea, why was he called Ramea? Shumer Enei Chacham Ba'alacha, he was able to make the eyes of the Talmid Chacham shine with the halacha. V'loi Naroi Shema, his name wasn't Naroi, El Rav Nechemi Shemai. V'amrilei Rav Elazar ben Aruch Shemai. V'lam Nikra Shemai Naroi. Why was his name Naroi? Shemana Eina Hakam Ba'alocha. He was able to light up the eyes of the Talmid Chacham with Halacha. So Mefarshim asks, the Masha asks an obvious question. The Gemara said a moment ago that Loikova Halacha Kamosai, that we don't pass him like Rameyer. And yet the next minute the Gemara says that his name is Rameya Shumeya Eina Chacham Ba'alocha, that he lights up the eyes of Talmid Chacham with Halacha. We just said we don't pass him like him. So the Masha answers that we may not pass him like Rameya, but Rameya with his lomdus, with Rameya with his gevaldige learning, increased the cheshik, increased the amount of learning that took place in the Beis HaMedrash, and because he increased that, other people, the other chachamim, were able to come lahalocha, to paskin the halocha correctly. There's a machloikis in the Mefarshim when the Gemara speaks about the name of Rameya and the name of Reb Nechemya, is this one and the same person or not? The Noida Behuda says it's not the same person, but other Mefarshim say that the entire Gemara is referring to Rameya. The only question they ask is that if it's all referring to the same person, so there's a Mishnah Masechta Kedushin. The Mishnah Masechta Kedushin that Pei Bei says, Ramei Oimer, La'olam Yilmad Adam Es Benoi Umnes Neki V'Kala. A person should teach his child an easy profession. Then the Mishnah continues, Ramei Oimer, Maniach Ani Kol Umnes Shiba'olam, I leave over all professions. I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Now, if it's one and the same person, the Mefarshim ask, so how can we have a machlokes that Mishnah? So they say that that Mishnah is not really a machlokes. Rameya is saying, a person should teach his child an easy profession. That's for most people. But if you have a son Eini melamed es bani, my son excels in learning, he should remain with learning Torah. The Mefarshim ask, we had a lot of Tanoim and Amaroim in Shas who were great people, yet we don't find that they were given a new name of Meir, Meir Nechom Ba'alocha. Why was only Rameya given this name? So Mefarshim answer, since we find that Rameya learned by Acher, and he said, Taicha Ochel Klipa Zarek, he took the good and he threw out the rest. So people used to not be happy about learning by Rameya. So Chazal wanted to show that Rameya was the great person who he was, and therefore they gave him this extra title that everybody should appreciate his greatness. There's an interesting machloikus lahalocha. If somebody has a tzara or another issue and he gives tzedakah le'ilu Rameya, Rameya Balanes, Rav Shulayb Diskin said that he could give that tzedakah not only to Rameya Balanes tzedakah, he could give it to any tzedakah that's required. And so paskened Rav Yehuda Osad. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger disagrees strongly, and he says that if somebody said Rameya's name, based on one of the proofs he brings is our Gemara, the Rameya was so great, Meir Einei Chacham Ba'alocha, it has to be given to tzedakah specifically on his name. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Avu, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Taman Hayel Rameya was Simcha Shemai. Shayayim Al Kal Dava Dava Shal Tumah. He used to say everything of Tumah. I'm sorry. Am Rabbi Haid Mechadidin Mechaveri. Rabbi said this that I'm sharper than all my Chaverim. Techazita L'Rameya Mechaveri. Because I saw Rameya from the back. Had I seen it from the front, I would have even been greater. Your eyes should see your teachers. So Pasha Pshat, the Masha explains, a person should see his Rebbe when his Rebbe is saying the Shir, because the Rebbe's facial expressions have a very big effect in helping you understand the learning. Another Pshat that the Mefarshim say is that if you see the Rebbe's face, it helps you in your hatzlacha and learning. The B'nai Yisoscha says in the Agra de Parka that if a person is learning and he has a problem understanding the Gemara or remembering what he learned, in his mind imagines a picture of his Rebbe, that will help him understand the Gemara and help him remember what he learned, and he says it'll even work after the Rebbe is no longer in the world. Another pshat is that Rebbe, because there's an obvious question, why didn't Rebbe look at Rameya? So they say, I only paid attention how Rebbe Machore ran away from doing an Aveira. If I would have seen him a Kamei, I would have seen the way he runs to do a mitzvah, I would have even been greater. Another pshat is like this. When a Rebbe prepares a shir, first he learns by himself in preparing the shir, and then he gives the lesson. Rebbe said, I was there when Rebbe prepared the shir, and I only heard him do that. If I would have been the Mekamei, actually when the Rebbe would have said the shir, I would have been even greater. So, the other Mefarshim say, Hai dechazita l'Rebbe Machore means like this. You know, sometimes somebody's Rebbe does things that are hard to understand and hard to explain. This that I'm greater than Mechaveri, the Chazita Rebbe Machairi, when I saw my Rebbe do things that are Chairi, that didn't necessarily make sense. I accepted what my Rebbe did, and because I had such a Derech Eretz and covet to my Rebbe, I was Zoicher to be the great Talmud Chochem that I ended up being more than the other Chaverim. Amar Avavu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Talmud Hayolai Ramei B'Simcha Shemai. Ramei had a Talmud whose name was Simchas. Shoyoima Akol Dover V'Dover Shal Tumah, and everything that's Tumah Abon B'Shemoina Tamei Tumah, 48 reasons why it should be Tumah. V'Kol Dover V'Dover Shal Tahara, and everything that's Tar, he said Abon B'Shemoina Tamei Tahara, 48 reasons why it should be Tar. So Mashah explains, what's the number 48? He says, we know that there are Nun Shari Bina, the 50 Shari Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu reached 49. As the Pasuk says, V'tachasreyu me'at me'elakim. He was a little off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 49. V'loikom Novi K'moshe. There was nobody on the Madrega Moshe. So Sumchas got to 48. Talmud, Tana. Talmud Vasakai Yavna. There was a Talmud in Yavna, Shalim Mataris Hashemeth, B'mei V'chamishim Talmud. He would purify Sheretz with 150 reasons. So Tosfos explains, what's going on here? He was Matar, the Sheretz. The Torah says that a Sheretz is Matame. So how could somebody be Matar what the Torah says is Tame? So the Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes, says that he was able to prove why there is no Tumas Nevela on a Sheretz. The Ramah says, pshat like this, since there are 150 reasons why a Sheretz should be Tahor, but still the Torah said Tame. So it's a Chiddush. And if it's a Chiddush, we can't extrapolate from Hilchos Sheretz to any other area in Halacha, because it's unique, because it really should be Torah, and yet it's Tameh. Another Pshat the Mefarshim says like this. That's exactly the limit of this Gemara. What the Gemara is teaching us is like this, that even if according to our Svara, we could come up with 150 reasons why it should be Torah, but the Torah said it's Tameh, so it's Tameh. Amarava ani adam vatarana. I will also come up with a reason to say why it's tar. Oman nachas shememus. A nachas, if somebody gets bit by a snake, chas v'shalom, he dies. Oman b'tumasai. It brings tumah to the world. Tahar, the nachas is a tar. Sheretz she'ena memus. A sheretz doesn't kill anybody and doesn't mar b'tumah. Doesn't increase tumah in the world. Like koshkein, certainly it should not have the capacity to convey tumah. Says the Gemara v'loihi, but this argument is incorrect. Masik hoitz ba'almakovit. All the snake does, it's like a thorn. The snake doesn't produce the tumor, it merely kills, and then the Torah says tumor will come on the corpse. Amar of Abba Amar Shmuel. Sholoi shonim nechelku beishamim beishil. Beishamim beishil argued for 3 years. Halol amar aloch k'maseinu. They said, Beishamai said the halachas like us. Halolo Amr Alok Masenu Beisil said the halachas like us. Yotsu Basko Amr Basko came in and said, Eilu Veilu Direl Kim Chayim. The halacha is, both views are correct. However, halach Beisil. Ask the Gemara of Kimachish Eilu Veilu Direl Kim Chayim. If they're both correct, Mnei Mazocha Beisil Lukvay Alok Masam. Why is the halacha Le Beisil? Says the Gemara, Mnei Shenoichen Valuven Haya. Because they're easy and forbearing. So Ben Yoyod explains, Noichim ve'luvim are two separate characteristics. Sometimes you have a person that isn't argumentative with people around him, but that doesn't mean it doesn't bother him inside that other people aren't treating him as he perceives he should be treated. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel were noichin, when they worked with other people, they weren't argumentative. Ve'luvim, and even inside, they didn't internalize anything. They were ready to accept any embarrassment. V'shoinim devreim v'divrei Beis Shammai. And when they studied, they didn't only learn their own opinion, but they also learned the opinion of Beis Shammai. V'loyoy, furthermore, shemagdim v'divrei Beis Shammai v'sirim. They would mention Beis Shammai shita before their shita. And the Ritva says, that's why in all the Mishnayos that we have throughout Shas, Rebbe, who was a descendant of Beis Hillel, always mentions Beis Shammai shita before Beis Hillel Shammai. As we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody's head and majority of his body is in the sukkah, and his table where he's eating is in the house, Beshamai said he's not Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah, and Beis Hillel Machshim Seil say he was. On Beis Hillel Beshamai, so Beis Hillel said to Beshamai, Lo kacha yamai, so that wasn't the story. Shehocha ziknu Beshamai, ziknu Beis Hillel, Levakas, Rabbi Yochan ben Chachornis, they went to visit Rabbi Yochan ben Chachornis, Umatsu Yeshei, Roish of Rubai B'tzukai, they found him sitting his head and the majority of his body in the house, V'shulchon B'tzuk body and his table in the house, Omel Beshamai, so Beshamai said to Beis Hillel, Misham Raya, you want to bring a proof from there? Af Heim Amroloi, the Beis Shammai in fact told Rabbi Yochanan ben Chornis, "Im kein ha'yisunoyg, if that's the way you act, l'kayamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you are not mekayim mitzvah sukkah because that's not the mitzvah." And the Meiri explains there are two separate issues here. One issue is if you have a large sukkah, but even though you have a large sukkah, shulchan b'saych habayis, you have your table in the house. So Beis Shammai says it's possible. Why? Because we're concerned that you may come to go where your table is, which is in the house. And then there's another machlokes. What is the minimum size of a sukkah? Rosh v'rubai or rosh v'rubai v'shulchanai? Lalamdecha, to teach you. Shekala mashblatz by whoever lowers himself, whoever is humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu megbiya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise him up. Shekala megbiya atzmai, but somebody who is arrogant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshpil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers him. Shekala machazer achal gedul, somebody runs for prominence, gedulo v'rachs v'menu, and runs away from him. The Kala Berech Men Gdula, somebody runs away from the Gdula, Gdula Mechzeres Akrav, the greatness runs after him. Kala Doichas Gisho, whoever forces something, he doesn't have patience to wait for a success, Shodach Kosoi, he will find setbacks and not succeed. However, Kala Nitchab Neisho, somebody is willing to wait and have the patience, Shema Amedesla, he will eventually succeed. So, let's understand this Gemara. There's machlokes b'Shammai and b'Beis Hillel. So Mefarshim asks two obvious questions. We know that Lochi is that Achir Rabim Lahatas. We follow the majority. So who was the majority? B'Beis Hillel or B'Beis Shammai? Another question we just learned last week. Loi b'Shammayim hi, that the Torah is not b'Shammayim. So how do we follow the Bas Koil that the Bas Koil says that the Lochi is like B'Beis Hillel? So Mefarshim explained. The machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was, Beis Hillel was the rabbin, but Beis Shammai were mechidnutvei, they were sharper. So the machloikis was, who should we paskin like? Should we paskin like Beis Hillel, who's the roiv, or should we paskin like Beis Shammai, who's smarter, who's sharper? So the Bas Koil came out and said, this is a legitimate machloikis. And we're not, and in every case in halacha, we have to look at the shaila differently. But in the general shaila, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Beis Hillel. Why? Because they had these traits that they were so edel, and they had all these noichim valuvim. Some Mefarshim explain that's just that they had these traits that they were noichim valuvim, and since they were noichim valuvim, they had siyat d'shmaya that the halacha should be paskin their way. Der Tzvi explains the Gemara very beautifully, and he says it's really in the Gemara. He says a person who listens and pays attention to the other side and is willing to say that the other side is right, so he doesn't only examine and analyze his position, he analyzes the other position. So Beis Hillel, who had this trait of analyzing both positions, and if his position was incorrect, he stepped away. So Beis Hillel said that his position, and he still stuck to his position, it must be, is because his position is correct. Now Mefarshim asked, what's pshat, elu ve'elu alakim, devar alakim chayim? How could they both be correct if the halacha has to be like one? So some Mefarshim say, the Gra says it, that in Olam Hazeh, we pass in like Beis Hillel. But by Olam Haba, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So it's El Ve'el or Devar Elokim Chayim in this world and the next world. Another pshat I saw is a pimoshel. If somebody sticks an electric oven into the socket, the oven is hot. If somebody sticks his refrigerator's plug into the socket, it's cold. So what does electricity cause? Heat or cold? The answer is, it depends what you've prepared. Is some people have this perspective and some people have that perspective. Every perspective is correct. Everybody has their own derech in avodas Hashem. The Mefarshim say we have to understand this Gemara. The Gemara says somebody who runs away from greatness, it runs after him. What's the point of it running after him if he doesn't want it? Why should this person get this punishment? He doesn't want covet. So the Rishna used to say, if somebody still understands what covet is to the degree that he's running away from it, so then the punishment is that he'll still have to keep on running. But the Chavetz Chaim explains the Gemara like this. He says there are people who in this world are not necessarily, when they're alive, they're not so well known, they're not so prominent. Yet, after they leave this world, even many generations later, the covet still, they become well known and their Torah is repeated. He He says, "Kol abereich manadula." Somebody who in this world was modest, did not run after kavod. Gedoyel machzeres achrav. Even after he leaves the world, he still is prominent and is still well known and famous for his Torah. Continues the Gemara. Tanu rabbanan. Shtei shana mechzu nechelku beisham beisil. For 2.5 years, beisham and beisil disagreed. And lo loim renoich loy laadam shloin devar yoytzim shenivra. The people said it was better for a person not to have been created than being created. For lo loim renoich loy laadam shenivra yoytzim shenivra. It would have been better that he should be created. So mefarshim say noich loy. There's never a question that the world should have been created. It's only a question on an individual. Is it better that he should have been created or not? Nimnu v'gamru, they took a vote and they concluded, noich loy laadam shloy nivra yoytzim shenivra. It would have been better they should not be created. Achshe shenivra, but now that he was created, yifashbish v'masif. So Rashi explains that yifashbish v'masif, let him review what he's done, if he did an averus and he should do tshuva. V'amalei yimashbish v'masif, he should examine his deeds. So Rashi again explains that before he does anything, if it's an avera, he should take account, is it worth doing the avera? The Maseiros Yesharim explains, yifashbish v'masif means he should examine the averus he did, and he should do tshuva if he did averus. And yimashbish v'masif refers, he should examine his mitzvahs. How did he do his mitzvahs? Did he do the mitzvahs properly? And if he didn't do the mitzvahs properly, he should do tshuva on the way he did his mitzvahs. Now, there's obviously a fundamental question in this Gemara. How could there be a question if a person should have been created or not been created? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that's the right thing. So the Vilna Gaon explains that the Gemara is referring that regarding another Gilgal. Is it worth that a person who didn't accomplish what he's supposed to in his first Gilgal should come again to another time to the world, or is it not worth it? That's how he explains the Gemara, and he says Yifashbish Mamasif means that if a person, he says, the most neshamas that are in the world now are not in the first Gilgal. If a person sees that he has a weakness in a certain avera, he should recognize that that probably comes because that was the avera that he was weak in his last Gilgal, and he should work to correct it in this Gilgal. Reb Yisrael Salanter, as Reb Eliyahu Destler explains him, says that the Gemara's question is not if a person should be created. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that's what should be. That the Gemara's question is, he says, is there are two approaches how a person should look at Avodas Hashem. Should he look at how much he could grow from doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, or should he be concerned what an averus could do to him, how it could pull him down? Nimnu v'gamru, and they decided that noich l'shloim nivra, a person should always look at the averus, what the great repercussions are about doing averus. However, the Mashal's pshat in the Gemara is that noich l'shnivra or noich l'shloim nivra is that there are more mitzvahs lois asay than mitzvahs asay, and that's why they took account. Why did they count? They saw that there are more lois asay, there are more averus than mitzvahs. So a person is in greater danger of doing an averus than doing a mitzvah because there are more averus than mitzvahs. So if so, why was he created? So Mefarshim say, because even though if you count the Chanukah Torah, the Chasam Sofer say this, even though if you count there are more averus than mitzvahs, by the mitzvahs I say, you could have more. Because we know the klal is that machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. That a person has a good thought, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it. Ben Avera, machshava ro, ain HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. So if you take the mitzvahs I say, and you include in them the time that people thought that they want to do a mitzvah, or they wanted to learn Torah, and maybe they didn't do the mitzvah, maybe they didn't learn the Torah, but that you include. Or, before anybody does a mitzvah, he starts to prepare himself and to think about the mitzvah. Because of that, there are more mitzvahs than averus, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Sfarim say, Noich Leila Adam Shloi Nivra, Because they ask the question. The Gemara is a very long-winded terminology. Noach loy l'adam shloy nivra yoyis mishin nivra. It should have just said noach loy l'adam shloy nivra. Or should have said noach loy l'adam shloy nivra. So he says like this. Noach loy l'adam shloy nivra. If a person looks at himself and says, why was I created? What am I accomplishing in the world? Yoyis mishin nivra. That's the person that should have been created. Noach loy l'adam shloy nivra. If a person says, sure, I should have been created. Yoyser, it would have been better, shloy nivra, that person was not created. Now the Mefarshim asks, the Leif Simcha asks, by Sheva Brachas, we say, make a bracha, Yoytzer HaAdam. So he asks, how can we make a bracha of Yoytzer HaAdam, praising Hashem for creating a person, if the Gemara just says, Noach Loi L'Adam Shloi Nivra, Nimnim Gomru, Noach Loi L'Adam Shloi Nivra. So he says that, one pshat he says is that we know that every chosin is nimchal his averis. So since he's nimchal his averis, that's why he's yoytzer adam. He's the perfect person, so he could say yoytzer adam. But he says another pshat is that first we say shahakel baro l'chvoidai, that we say that everything in this world is l'kavod Hashem. Once a person recognizes and accepts shahakel baro l'chvoidai, that everything in the world was created l'kavod Hashem, then yoytzer adam, that person should have been created. But Taisa says that the entire issue in our Gemara about Noach Loi L'Adam Shloi Nivra, should a person been created, should a person not been created, is only regarding regular people. But says Taisus ends the sugya regarding a tzaddik, Ashrav v'ashrei loy. Certainly it's great, and it's very, we have to thank Hashem that he was created, that the world has such people with their mitzvahs, with their learning Torah, Ashrav v'ashrei loy.